When I think of a reality TV show, I think of The Apprentice or The Real Housewives of fill in the blank. What I haven't seen yet is a reality TV show about indigenous communities that also aims to undo stereotypes about them. But that's exactly what some Canadians are watching now. Here's The World's Alison Herrera.
For those of you who watch Survivor, the plot to this Canadian reality TV show won't sound like anything new. Take a group of people, put them into unfamiliar situations, have them struggle, watch their reaction, hint, there will be crying, and then wait for the hugs and redemption. Here's the catch. The show, First Contact, which airs on the Aboriginal People's Television Network in Canada, aims to dismantle racist stereotypes white people have about Indigenous people.
They don't paint their houses. They don't fix windows.
Welfare's not a career.
They're angry at white people.
I mean, they want you to feel sorry for them.
The show focuses on six people who hold negative views towards Indigenous people. These same six people get a firsthand look at what life is like for Indigenous people in Canada. They witness some of the challenges these communities face. Things like high rates of poverty, unemployment, and in general, just how excluded Indigenous people are from the advantages of living in one of the world's wealthiest countries.
Thanks for coming to my community.
I had no idea. It really puts a dark stain on the Canada that I thought I knew.
I came here with ignorant views, and you know what? I was wrong.
But the show has been criticized for putting Indigenous people in the position of having to educate white people about the issues they face.
We don't feel that we need a refresher in white people's racism towards Indigenous people.
That's Kim Tallbear. She teaches Native Studies at the University of Alberta in Canada.
They are trading on long-standing colonial tropes that most of us grew up with and that we find very hurtful to have to listen to.
The concept of the show isn't new. 3 years ago, a show with the same name aired in Australia.
You're going to get a sense of what it must be like to be an Aboriginal Australian. It's not going to be an easy journey.
And it provoked similar reactions among Indigenous people there. Tallbear says she doesn't understand why shows like this are being produced.
This is not made for Indigenous people, really. And even in that show, Indigenous people are not really the main characters of the show. They're sort of the foils against which white people get to act out their racism.
I completely understand it. And we know that there was a triggering element, but we felt that we really had to begin a dialogue.
That's Stephanie Scott. She's one of the producers of the Canadian version of First Contact. She says she's gotten a lot of positive feedback on the show from Native and non-Native viewers.
We had to start somewhere. It's just a small step. And no matter what you do, there is always going to be someone that, you know, has an issue with it. But generally, overwhelming response has been extremely positive.
But Kim Tallbear says there are better ways to learn about the lives of Indigenous people than by watching them on a reality TV show. That said, season two of First Contact is in the works. For The World, I'm Alison Herrera.